Estudié con un macho, macho man. Era un maestro muy popular. Él era un macho intelectual. Él era un macho intelectual. Impresionaba con su subjetividad y todo el mundo lo quería escuchar. No te hagas güey, no te hagas güey.
Congratulations! You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
We had a little bit of issues today, so we're recording on our old recorder in the back of a Honda Civic. Let's just be real with the listeners. It's been a rough couple of months. Everyone's starting new jobs, having birthdays, having anniversaries. It's all Looney Tunes. So it's gotten a little loosey-goosey here on the podcast, but we are just trudging through it to bring you the hard-hitting journalism that you've grown accustomed to.
This is the crazy thing. I work at the Arts Commission Gallery here in San Francisco, sunny San Francisco, and the packaging for one of the boxes for an artwork, we were packing up this show, had all this scrap paper in it, and on one side there's all these, like, correspondences from, like, law firms, which was just weird. Like, who packs their artwork with, like, actual live correspondences?
Not only that, but as I was kind of thumbing through some of this, there's
stuff. There's, like, money. There's, like, $761,000 going on somewhere.
There's also disclaimers that no one who this isn't addressed to should be reading it.
Oops. I wasn't so interested in that part as much as I was interested in the fact that there was a fucking play on the other side of this, like, legal correspondence. There was someone's play. And so I went rummaging back through the garbage because I'd just thrown all that away. Went rummaging back through to grab all the pages of the play. But it starts on page 13, 14. There's a few pages missing in the middle. And then it goes to, like, 37.
Yeah, one of the characters is named Demaray. So that's odd. That's funny that you were more interested in the play. I was more interested in the legal documents. There's something about an open sewer.
Should we scan both sides and just post it to the blog?
Speaking of plays, I went to Z-Space and I saw the Town Hall Affair, which is being presented by the Wooster Group. Z-Space over there in the Mission. Experimental theater galore over there. Support Z-Space.
This was a play by the Wooster Group, is that right?
It was awesome. So I didn't know all this going into it, but it's based on an actual town hall that happened with Norman Mailer, the famous writer. He wrote this essay back in the 70s called Prisoners of Sex that was kind of like a criticism of the women's liberation movement. It was like very panned by feminists. And so he had a public town hall in New York City with a bunch of feminists, including Jill Johnston, Germaine Greer, and this other feminist lady who I forget her name. And so all the actors are recreating this town hall, which was also filmed, and there was a documentary made about it. And they are showing chunks of that documentary. And as it's going, the actors are verbatim doing the exact speech and mannerisms and expressions of the actual people. Yeah. And it kind of like starts to, kind of deconstruct from there. There's other things from Norman Mailer, from a movie Norman Mailer was in. There's a stage fight. There's stage blood. There's, like, projection and video screen that's, like, moves around. It was, like, it was pretty fucking impressive.
Wow. Is that playing for a little while?
It's going till the 16th. April 16th is the last day. Oh, it was so good. Anybody that sees it, I'd love to chit-chat with you about it. If you know anything about Jill Johnston, it's just super weird to me because remember the couple episodes ago we were talking about, like, queer privilege and how I've been talking to straight women and somebody brought up this this feminist theorist from the 1960s. She was French. Her name was Luce Irigaray. And she thought all women should be lesbians. And so obviously she's a very polarizing figure now in feminist history. But Jill Johnston also wrote all these essays that were about, like, lesbianism as, like, a radical political move and all this stuff. And fucking Norman Mailer's talking about taking his dick out and, like, putting it on the table so everyone can spit on it. And
wow. I don't know anything about any of this.
It was really good, and it was really short. I wish it would have gone on for, like, 2 more hours. I want to see it again. Anyhow, highly recommended. Avant-garde theater is alive and well.
somos seres mutantes dispuestos a actuar. Nadie aquí es normal. Cada cuerpo es singular. Me gusta ser.
Okay, Control Shift has a show up by Yetunde Olagbaju. Their hours are April 15th through April 29th, Friday through Sunday, 12 to 5. And also by appointment, and the closing reception is going to be April 30th. So go ahead and check that out. I've heard great things about that show, people. Go check it out in West Oakland.
I would appreciate if you all emailed in with a question.
That's a Maysoon's birthday wish. If we get one question from everyone, that'll take care of like the next year of the show.
It'll really make life so much easier for Kate and I, so get to it.
Okay, Maysoon, the pine tree is actually a conifer of the genus Pinus.
Your favorite Pinus
of the family Pinaceae. But point is, it's of the family Pinaceae. Pinus is the sole genus of the subfamily Pinoidae.
It's Pinaceae.
Oh, how do you know that?
Because I studied plant ID when I was a younger person.
That's amazing. Cool. Maysoon, great news. There's 126 species names of pines as current, together with 35 unresolved species.
Whoa. Unresolved? Like they're still developing their, still figuring out what kind of species they are?
Let's imagine what that could even be like.
I think of it as like, you know, maybe a teenager still just like determining like what their personality or character or identity might be. Like it's unresolved, like they're still working it out.
I just would like to start using the podcast as kind of a memory bank for me, and also as a kind of dibs calling platform. And I would like to call dibs on a series of drawings or paintings of unresolved trees.
I'm really into it. Can I call dibs on buying that series?
Absolutely. That is a legally binding contract you just entered into. Even though we very easily could look it up, I'm just going to say that fir trees have the longer weird needles that are a little floppity, and pine trees have the shorter, pokier needles.
I think it's more like pine trees have like the long straight needles and the short straight needles. And I think fir trees have a different shaped needle altogether.
Uh-oh, Maysoon, here's the real deal.
Are you saying that fir trees are actually pine trees? It's a type of pine tree? No.
They're saying fir trees are their own thing. What you really need to know about pine trees is that they have a harder wood, okay, and they have two or three needles per fascicle.
Yes, the fascicles, it's like a little sheath that holds the needles onto the bark. It's like a little piece of bark almost that goes around the three.
Maysoon, how have we never talked about this before if you secretly knew so much about plants?
I don't know anything about it.
This isn't good news, actually. This is very upsetting news. But horses evolved in North America and then were extinct maybe because of overhunting by like prehistoric humans, basically. And then, but before they went extinct, they spread to Asia and Africa. And then they came back to North America with the European colonizers.
The Spanish.
And then went wild again because they just had some that got out. And that's how there were wild horses again in the more modern times of North America.
I feel like I knew about the more modern history of horses in the country.
Horses evolved in North America and then were extinct maybe because of overhunting by like prehistoric human and then, but before they went extinct, they spread to Asia and Africa and then they came back to North America with European. Check it out.
That was so good, Siri. Good job.
Siri straight up was listening to us that whole time.
I was just saying that I have heard about the history of horses in this country from the Spanish coming over on their boats. However, I didn't know about the sort of ancient horse history that you were just talking about.
Horses have existed for over 50,000 years. Maysoon, the spiral growth of branches, needles, and cone scales on a pine tree are arranged in Fibonacci number ratios.
Ooh, I can't remember what the Fibonacci is right now.
Isn't it like 1, 1, 2, 3, 5...
Girl, a what? It kind of makes this beautiful spiral. See that?
Day going? How's your spring been? Give us a call, 419-351-6606. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast. Got to remember to get on that Twitter. You can email us congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. Oh, 100 Days Action. Your project is over at YBCA now.
It's super fun. We have a project at YBCA. We're kind of in residence, although it's really more of a participatory installation called 24 Hour Resistance. And we just straight up stole the 24 Hour Fitness logo. Straight up. I mean, different colors.
And different words.
Different words. 24 Hour Resistance. And it's a gym. It's sort of a resistance gym or a fitness, get your political fitness on. And so all the length, there's like 7 different stations where you could do your workout. And the language on the wall labels incorporates both like gym language, like high intensity cardio, you know. But then the station itself is called Call Your Estranged Loved One. And it's where you're invited to call. It's cardio because you're calling like a loved one, maybe someone who voted for Trump or who has really differing political views than you. And it's hard to have those kinds of conversations.
And it might get your heart rate up.
It's going to get your heart rate up. You might sweat. You might, you know, become short of breath. All sorts of things that happen when you're actually in a high intensity cardio class at the gym. We have a couple scripts by some local artist luminaries that won't be named here. But yeah, so that's been going. Our first weekend was last weekend, and it went really well. We had some really good, we had some great people come by and do full participation. There's a high school class that came by, and it's really fun, I think, to have high school students in on those conversations. But yeah, it felt like we're in like the last third of the project, and so it felt good. We were just thinking about like how do you, like the endurance aspect of this project. 100 days is a really long time to be working towards something, but in reality, the struggle or like the resistance part of it lasts much longer than 100 days. And so how do you continue? Like, how do you fight through the fatigue? And it's like, you got to get fit, you know?
Good news, Maysoon. I was going to go to a dark place, but I've opted not to.
Oh, good for you.
But I'll go to a good place, which is that in the last 2 special elections, Republicans took a incredibly huge loss. Yeah. Even though in Kansas, they actually won the election, but they won it by like 20 less points than they won last time in a very, very red district.
Awesome. That's great.
So that bodes well for the midterm elections, which are less than 600 days away.
I had a chance to go down to the San Jose ICA, and I saw Sonic Futures, curated by Patricia Carino.
I asked her to send me some MP3s of some of the artist's music, so that's what the music is in this episode, is all that stuff, and then I'll have links to all the artists in the underworld. Maysoon, where are you at with robotics? You know, Pittsburgh is basically the national capital of robotics research.
I'm pretty into robotics. I'm not into like robot humans, but the computer situation, I like Siri, actually.
Siri's not a robot. Siri's artificial intelligence.
It's related.
No, because Siri has no physical form.
Robots have to have physical form. Oh, okay. Well, I'm into AI. That I can say. Robots, I don't know. When would we use robots? Are cars robots?
Oh, like self-driving cars? I think you could see that as a robot.
Okay, interesting. I think it's dangerous. It's just not that serious that we need robotic cars.
Is it? It's nice for people that have like visual impairment or things like that where they can't drive themselves.
It also just seems really dangerous for those people.
Self-driving cars, when they work right, drive better than people do.
I know. You got all the stats ready to go, Kate.
97.8%. This is your day. This is your day. This is your day. This is your day.
your ship. This is your hubble bubble. This is equipment for blessed be.
Listeners, thank you so much. We're really going to get back on the ball with this whole show
thing. Some artists coming up real soon.
That's right. From the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between, which I'm about to go to right now.
You're going to Treasure Island?
To cross back to the East Bay.
Why don't you get up and do a little twirl around? It's 3:30. Oh, you got to get back before the bridge gets crazy.
Okay, bye, Maysoon. Thank you. Oh, they're coming for me. Get out of here. Get out of here. This has been Congratulations. Bye, Tree.
This is your ship. This is your ship. This is your ship. Your, this is your ship. This is your ship. This is your ship. This is your ship. This is your. This is your. This is your.